Once again, it's time to chat with the hardest working man in comic books, Alfonso from Studio Comics.
All right, things are winding down at the Canadian Toy Show. It's Jay Stu. I'm here with the Wonder Librarian herself.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're still here, and we are wound down.
Now, we couldn't leave before we talked to the birthday boy himself, the great Alfonso from Studio Comics.
Thank you for the birthday wishes, guys.
Thank you for not leaving yet, because we're like, people are packing up and like, gotta get Alfonso. 25.
25, eh?
Yeah. It's a special one, then. It's like the silver.
Oh.
Whatever that anniversary
is. It's a silver anniversary.
Anniversary? Yeah.
We've done most of the interviews in this building. Yeah.
Most of them, yeah, they have been done in this actual same spot. This is like, this specific spot for me is kind of like, you just put a little bit of water.
Yeah.
You leave it overnight, and then the next morning, boop.
Definitely. I was thinking about probably the weirdest location we did one, and it's funny because it's coming up again, FrostCon.
Yes. Yes. Next week.
I remember going to that one 2 years ago, and like, it was all like 99% cosplayers.
Yeah, I haven't been before.
And Alfonso.
My concept of it, like, I know this sounds dumb, but just looking at Farf, like, I didn't know, but I thought it was like a Frozen con. Like, I thought it was all Frozen.
Oh,
Frozen.
Yeah, like, as in, like, Olaf, like, there's all snowmen, and that's what I just thought it was at first.
Frost.
You know, Frost.
Yeah, I gotcha. And it's in this building, too.
Right.
In this building.
So it's not a Frozen con.
It's not a Frozen con.
General. Okay.
It might be frozen outside, though.
Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
But I clarified that.
Yeah. Well, there's some. Thank you very much. Yes, I finally can go and buy beer on my own.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. So then that's, you turned 21.
You're underage all this
19.
Time?
I'm rewinding stuff. I'm putting it back, yeah.
Benjamin Button.
That's how it works nowadays. You reach a certain point, and then now you start, like, taking years off.
Mm-hmm. You're doing the minuses instead of the pluses.
Yes.
I like that. I like that. Sign me up, actually.
Yeah.
You
normally get signed up at 40, so then...
Oh!
No.
Very cool. I'm overdue then. So FrostCon next week, actually.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun one. I will say that the last FrostCon, of course, FrostCon, there was on Holiday... No, on the...
I don't remember.
Hilton.
That's right.
The Hilton.
Mm.
That was about 2 years ago. The guys that they put together that FrostCon back on that year decided to take a little bit of a break before they put together this new show.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic to see this coming. Last time I did the special edition variant cover for the FrostCon that's quite good.
Yeah.
I think I have an extra few copies.
I bought that one that time.
And I don't know, like I have a few that CGC, so it's going to be fun to see that show coming back. Right?
Yeah, that's
so,
awesome.
It's fun. That's a fun one. And yeah, no, I'm very excited. I'm a guest.
Yeah, saw the announcement for you.
Yeah, that's really crazy. That's really awesome.
That's really crazy.
That's really awesome. I mean, I love it. Yep.
That's our newest team member, Sarah Waterhaven.
There you go.
Bye.
Yeah. See you next week.
But.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
You know, Alfonso is always doing stuff around here and there.
Yes.
And this is the latest project that is adding up to the Studio Comics line of products.
Ooh, what do you got?
I have Artie Sally in a box.
Oh.
Nice.
So instead of getting like your license material per se, now we're going to be having a Canadian geek box. So then this one is going to be all filled with Artie Sally material, with a t-shirt, with different themed t-shirt that you can find. Pins, everything.
So then, that's awesome.
And yeah, so then publicly this is the very first time that I'm actually announcing this new product. This pretty much is an add-on to the products of Studio Comics. So yeah, it's pretty fun to have another group of people, set of people working on this other marketing on this stuff. So it's just fantastic. So really
that's
good.
Awesome. Congrats,
like
man.
Yeah.
2017, it's the Canadian Geek Box. Check it out.
That's right. And you've been kind enough to agree to do our artist show on February 11th, so thank you for that.
Yeah. That's good. And then for that show, we will have also the premiere of Binion Bot number 5.
Oh, cool.
So then it's finally coming out, so then we have everything under control. So far, the beginning of the year has been quite crazy, but yeah, we have that under control.
Very cool.
Things are coming together.
Very cool. And I guess we can tell you, because we announced it earlier today, April the 8th, we're doing another GeekWeCon.
April the 8th.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I have to check my calendar.
It took us like a long time to come up with that
Guardians
date.
Guardians of the GeekWeCon. Gotta be there, Alfonso.
Yeah.
I also can't call
to do the Periscope again.
Periscope, yeah. April the 8th. Let's see.
Yeah.
And it might be a no. It might be a no.
We'll see.
Right. I need to check to have a few other things that I have to run
we'll
the
mark
date.
You down as a maybe.
A maybe.
There we go.
Maybe.
We're
going
to take
fingers
a maybe
crossed
on that. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Everything crossed. Alfonso, come on, please.
That's right. He's the man. He's the hardest working man.
We got to take it to the next level again, so we need you.
Yeah, you know, I love the geekery thing. That's two things I love about the geekery. Number one is that it's local. Again, it's something that is made on a local way. It's not a big, huge marketing behind that. And number two, the food's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I love the food.
Oh, my God. They had unicorn hot chocolate. I almost died.
I saw
that. And Cookie Monster hot chocolate.
I almost tried the Night Spike drink.
And what happened?
Chickened out.
You were too.
You're going to try it next time.
You
were
have
there.
To.
Yes.
I'm going to remind you.
We will toast with Night Spike drinks next time you were there.
Okay, well, so there it has to be early
have
in the morning.
Have you had enough?
I actually did. Last year at Niagara Falls Comic Con, that was the only time that I had the. Well, see, that's, believe it or not, Niagara Falls Comic Con is something special for me because I do have the chance to stay over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Niagara Falls, it means a lot to me in certain, at a different level. It's a really nice place, city.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, when the convention is there, I got the chance to stay over. So then that weekend when I stayed over, Player 2, Kiara, and she actually took me. We were there two nights at the Geekery.
Nice.
For the events that they have after. The
you were at the. You were there for the burlesque night.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember,
so we were there, and then were
the Star Wars one. Maybe not. I was at the Star Wars one.
No, it was DC comic theme.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
Yes.
I would stay there for a little bit. I mean, I just love the support, and then we stay there. And that night, then finally got a chance to try the Night Spike.
Cool, man.
Right. It was after a beer.
Knock you on your ass.
The Night Spike, the craft.
Just like the comic.
Yeah.
Nice. Nicely done.
We got the Geek Signature drink.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just
we got the Geek. Hey. Sue. This is a call for Sue.
It could be yellow and red, like our colors.
Yes. Get on that, Sue.
Yeah. Or layered. I don't know. Just spinning ideas.
Cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Have a good day here at the toy show.
You know what? That was really good. That was really good. Mostly because I was just clearing out a few details on the DC Canadian Geek Box.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the people that I was working to get will find it right here. So then I finally get it. So then that's what I'm so happy that this is completed.
Very
100%
cool.
Ready to go.
Well, it seems awesome.
Perfect.
Well, like, you guys cannot see it because it's a podcast.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
We'll just have a little peeky. Oh, look.
So then we'll have
We'll
have a photo of a cosplayer. You won't be able to see it right now.
Right.
We'll have a t-shirt,
sure.
Like I said.
Yeah.
They have a little bit like a few postcards with advertisement. You have your checklist that has all the information of exactly what you're getting every box.
Yeah.
A few comics. You won't get the same comic every time. You will get different ones every box.
Oh, cool.
And little Ashcan bottom. On signed copies and of course your cosplay photo.
Mm.
And so then we are looking to get the actual retail value of the box up to $50.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can actually sell it between $20 and $25.
Yeah.
So we are about that. So then you get double the price. prize.
Are you looking for anyone to submit? Because I'm sure we'd have people that would submit.
Well,
yeah. Cool.
Yeah, you said, I mean, as
I
right
like
now,
that idea.
As, and the main thing, this is the main thing that I'm looking for. I'm not trying to get any product that is licensed, such as like Marvel, DC, and stuff. So what I really want to get inside this box is that touch of Artist Alley that you cannot find.
Like
actually, you can find
unique,
in Artist Alley.
Like,
unique little things that you find in Artist Alley. So that's exactly the type of items that I'm looking for, the type of geek, memorabilia related, dedicated to it, right? Some of the people, and this is the one of the reasons why this project, and this project was on the table for about 2 years before, about a year and a half, before it's actually out as of right now. The reason why is that I hear so many stories about, like, I don't have enough time to spend on Artist Alley.
That happens. Yeah, I find that happens.
It's always been my favorite part of any con.
Exactly, but then you have a lot of people that they go around to the convention and say, I don't have enough time to spend on Artist Alley. And I see everything, and I want to buy everything, but I don't have enough money to buy it. Right? So then that's two things. When I start putting together this box, it's we are going to try to cover as much as we can on the cost, because, of course, like the people that are participating, they have to be rewarded somehow. They have to be given something back. And number two, that the people that are buying these boxes are getting the value of the box. Right? So that if you are getting a $20, $25 box, I want that the actual product that you're going to get inside, it doubles or triples the price.
Yeah.
So then that's the main thing on this. It's a little tricky. It took me about, like I said, a year to put this together. I know that there's some other colleagues that they're planning to do exactly the same thing or trying to do something similar to it. But the only difference, like the difference on my offer, on my, I want to call it a product, on my offer on this new thing, is that this one is dedicated to the Artist Alley people, right? So it's no license, you won't have a Spider-Man in there, unless it's a natural hand-drawn Spider-Man in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's cool.
Spider-Man comic, everything will be Artist Alley, indie comics, everything in here. Maybe Danielle will have some prints there.
Oh, right on.
We'll know.
I was already thinking about it.
Oh, man. I look forward to seeing that when it does come out.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Cool. Well, man.
25.
Happy birthday.
Oh, we appreciate you doing the show all these times, man, and sticking around today.
Thank you very much.
And we're looking forward to seeing you next weekend, too, at the old BrothCon.
Well, for next weekend, we have an announcement that Heroes Manufactured, the movie, by the way. Yes. So then it seems like, I'm telling you, I'm doing a little bit of everything.
That's all right.
This is why we need so many Alfonso interviews, because there's always new updates.
Yeah, we always have new stuff to talk about.
Yes. Well, Heroes Manufactured, I had the chance, because it was at October. It was October when we did the first screening, the first main showing. It wasn't a screen. It was like a premiere type of, like, to test the market. I don't know. They have a specific technical name that I never learned.
Yeah.
So we saw the things that they were missing, saw the things that they were, like, need to be changed. Now we have the final film. So I finally take a look at the final product of the movie. It's beautiful.
Oh, right on.
Oh, good.
It's beautiful. There's so many people participating on this film, and cameos and little participations and little add-ons. You have from the big stars, of course, you have your Lou Ferrigno, you have your Tia Carrera.
Oh, wow.
You have people that they actually talk to. Martinet, the guy who does the voice of Mario Bros.
Oh,
so the guy actually have a few lines over there. Two people that are involved in the comic book industry, in the independent comic book industry, from you have Captain Canuck, and then you have some other guys that they work in the Canadian industry, and at the same time you have people that they work on the mainstream industry, like Neil Adams person.
Oh, wow.
So then it's a really rich point of view of the whole film. I think that it's really nice. You gotta watch it to see what is
there. Well, I'd be interested if there's, are you having like a public screening or anything? Or because we would love to come to that.
Yeah.
Yes. The thing is, like, it's on February the 14th.
That's, Valentine's Day.
Romantic.
So that you can bring
me out. That's my kind of romance, man.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, you want to go to a screening of a Heroes Mini Fashion movie? Yeah.
It's a geek-related movie.
Yeah, it is. It's a hot date.
Hey, if they can release a good day to Die Hard on a Valentine's Day, they can release that.
I know, you're all over that. There you go, your Valentine's Day set now.
So that's awesome. So if you guys have the chance, I'll pass information around. I will be actively promoting that in the next few weeks.
Yeah. All right.
And I mean, whoever wants to come, they're more than welcome. It's a nice film. I have a trailer too, so then maybe the next 24 hours, 48.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
You will have that on social media. Of course, this is a podcast. So then when this podcast is out, that trailer has been released.
Yeah, so we're in the future. And so the podcast is already seen.
Oh, it was a great trailer. I loved it.
Yeah.
So then, if you can, in the comments down below, leave your opinion about, like, if you like the film, the trailer or not. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we know that this podcast was already.
Yeah. Well, buddy, I'll link to it on our page.
Awesome.
For sure.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, there you go, guys.
Well, thanks, man. Appreciate you interrupting your cleanup to help us out again.
That's fine.
And, Canadian Geek Box, Heroes Manufactured, Alfonso always surprises us.
It's the year of Alfonso, I think.
The year of Alfonso. It's like the geek calendar, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Year of Alfonso.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. You guys too. See you later.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.